you're listening to the Crazy Over 40s Live podcast, a podcast designed to revolutionize the way we think about our midlife. Yes, let's celebrate this beauty of this transformative period. It's time to embrace our curiosity and unleash our desires and rediscover the power of our adolescence. Yes, we're doing it all over again. I promise you, on every episode, we shall be exploring everything from relationships, emotional well-being, sexual empowerment, to financial stability, just overall wellness. Each episode is packed with empowering insights, actionable advice, and heartfelt stories from real people who have conquered the challenges of the midlife. Expect tears, laughter, and joy. So join me every Thursday, Caroline Brown. And don't forget to share and subscribe so you can keep updated on all the episodes as and when they become available. Available on all platforms. Listen in to the next episode. For listening on today's episode, would you like to know what it takes to connect with your sexual soulmate? Or what is a sexual soulmate pact? How can we keep lovemaking connected and heart-centered? How do you unpack what you want from physical intimacy? What relationship values are important for you to know that you are compatible with your partner? You want to know how you can bring comatose love lies back from the dead? Well, today on this podcast, we shall be listening to Susan Bratton. Susan Bratton is a trusted intimacy advisor to millions and a renowned sexual wellness expert. As a co-founder of Personal Life Media and The 20, Susan is an authority in the bedroom techniques, communication skills, and organic supplements. She's going to talk about it all. So join us as we delve into how you can enhance your sex life by improving communication skills in the bedroom and learn about the regenerative treatments that can revive your love life. So listening to Susan, who's been featured in New York Times and on CNBC and Today's Show, she also makes a frequent appearance on ABC, CBS, The CW, Fox and NBC. She's here to tell us all she knows and more after the interlude. Don't go anywhere. I'm Caroline Brown, your host. And don't forget to share and subscribe so you can keep updated on the episodes as and when they become available. Grab a coffee and come back after the interlude. Listeners, as I said, you're in for a treat. Welcome, Susan, to the show. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Caroline. I'm so happy to be here. And, you know, it's funny when we connected today to lay down a really good segment for your listeners. I really wanted to talk about this notion of awakening, of how we talk about these midlife crises. And I don't look at them that way. I think our midlife, quote unquote, crisis is a natural part of our process of maturation, where we move into our 40s and we begin to look at the first half of our life and say, well, I kind of have been living my life the way I thought I was supposed to, the way all you other people told me I should behave. And now I'm like, screw that. Let's go. What do I want? What did I not get? Who do I want to become? What's happening for me? And then we have an opportunity to really begin blossoming. And often I've noticed we have to heal some adolescent issues as a part of the process into blossoming to the next person we'll become when we get out from under those things that we thought we had to do and we start doing what we want to do. And I've been excited to talk to you about that today.
Well, I'm excited to have you on, Susan, because that's one of the things I really want to talk to you about. I think that over 40s have lived a life that's been somewhat like a cocoon. If you think about all the societal expectations and values and beliefs that have been passed on to us, whether we've inherited it from our families or whether we grew up in a time where there were some no-nos, right? And now we've come out, some of us come out of relationships, we've been in relationships since our teenage years. And somehow we feel slightly stuck or slightly shameful or embarrassed about getting into intimacy the way we would really like to. Do you find that?
Yes, I think that for most people who hit their 40s and say, whether it's like, okay, all I've been doing is raising my kids or working on my career, or I had this one lover one time where it was incredible, and then I've never really been able to have what I wanted. There are a lot of people who go through essentially a sexual midlife crisis that is more like a reclamation, where they're thinking to themselves, I have to have this thing in my life. I've been wanting it, but I've been putting it on the back burner. Now I'm moving it to the front burner. I'm going to turn up the heat on my sex life. What does that look like? How do I get started? How do I close the gap between what I have been having and what I think I'd like to have? What is possible for me, and how do I get started? You often start with a longing and a lot of questions without a clear path forward. And so one of the things that I like to do is I like to give people ideas for possible paths they could take, because different people are in different places in their journey. And there's lots of, sexuality is a vast landscape with lots of possibility.
Yes.
And for some people, it's, I've never had the level of pleasure I think is possible. Like, my orgasms have eluded me. Or if you're a male-bodied person, you know, I've shied away from people over maybe shame, or I don't have enough stamina to last, so I don't date, or, oh God, I just did not like sex with my partner, my life partner, and now I'm moving on from that, or I'm just going to go out and have a lot of fun. I want some variety of experiences. I'm ready to have them, and I'm just going to kind of let loose and allow myself to do things that I would have never allowed myself in the past. Like, I've got some bravado, some confidence. I've let go of my body image issues a lot. I realize and see my own mortality. And I think to myself, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to see what happens and put myself out there. You know, like, there's just such a huge range of possible desires that people have. But in each one of those, I look at it and I think to myself, okay, good sex, that's what we're really talking about here. We're talking about, I'd like to have some good sex. I'd like to have some satisfying intimacy. I'd like to have some experiences that kind of shake up and blow out my nervous system. What should I do?
That sounds delightful.
Yes. The ecosystem of your sexual exploration is a combination of three different things. This gives you a good frame. If you're one of those like, yes, I am a sexual seeker, I want more, where do I start? Or how do I go further in my journey that I've been able to figure out myself, just kind of like putting myself out there? Or even just trying new things with my partner. What could that look like?
I just thought it was a good idea to get an idea about your journey a little bit, because I think some people think, well, why is she coming on and saying this? And does it actually make sense? Well, yes, sure. Because obviously you've been through this experience yourself. And I just want you to share what that looks like to my listeners.
Yeah, sure. And really what I can do is I can give you the ecosystem in the answer to that question.
Beautiful.
So that way people won't be like, but wait a minute, Caroline, she didn't say the three things.
She's got to say it right now.
I'll say the three things, I promise.
Yeah.
So the very first situation is that at 42, I hit a crisis point in my marriage, and all of my wisdom and the last two decades of helping people find the pleasure that they believe might be possible but aren't sure is available to them. That's what I've been doing, because I did it for myself. And when I was 42, I sat down with my husband on our 11th wedding anniversary. So I'd been with him for 12 years, longer than 12 years. And we both agreed that we were not happy in our marriage. And I had been avoiding him for sex because I'd gotten tired of having sex with him because I felt basically like a masturbatory sock. I wasn't having orgasms from intercourse. He wanted frequent intercourse. I gave it to him for as long as I could until I couldn't stand to do it anymore. I used every excuse in the book to get out of it. Just was not that great for me. I wasn't having orgasms from intercourse. I could maybe have an orgasm from my vibrator. I just didn't want to do it anymore. I wanted to have great sex. I wanted to have incredible romance, but it wasn't happening for me in my marriage. And my career was blossoming. We had a little girl who was 6 years old. We had a nice house, nice cars. We were doing well. We were financially stable. We both had good jobs. You know, we had all these things going for us, but there was this deep wound in our relationship where I felt so bad and guilty, and he felt so desperate and begging, and we could not see how to rationalize our feelings, and we considered getting divorced. And we decided to try to go to therapy together, because that's what you do when your marriage is screwed up. You go to therapy. We went to therapy, and the very first therapist said, well, you know, because we were clear it was sex that was our problem. Well, you know, it just happens this way in marriage. You just kind of have to get used to it. And he was like, I'm not getting used to it. This is no good for me. I don't want to stay in a marriage where my wife doesn't want to have sex with me. And I really felt like it was my fault. Like there was something wrong with me, that I couldn't orgasm from intercourse. I was broken. I just, you know, it just was like, I just felt so bad. And he and I found another therapist, and she unearthed some trauma that I had had, sexual trauma that I had had, and really helped me clear through that. And that helped. But the other thing that really helped us, that not that that wasn't important, but it wasn't enough. What we really needed was, we needed to understand how to actually have satisfying sex together. Hi. And that is so elusive, Caroline. I mean, the biggest issue is that all we see is societal shame, repression, sexual trauma, and abuse in our culture due to religious repression, due to the patriarchal view of sex, shitty pornography that's degrading to women, and crappy media where the woman is just like, can't wait for him to stick himself inside her and doesn't even take her bra off. Like, ridiculous. Like, all she is just this hole he needs to penetrate, and she should be happy with that. And it was just ridiculous. And so we are lucky enough that we lived in the San Francisco Bay Area, and still do, which is really a nexus of the human potential movement and sexuality and sexual awakening and the sexual revolution. And we started going to some sex workshops, wanting to learn skills. We went to the Human Awareness Institute. We went to Tantra workshops, orgasmic meditation workshops, expanded orgasm workshops, all kinds of things. And it had an almost instantaneous positive impact on our pleasure. I started doing two things. Number one, I stopped dissociating during sex from the trauma by learning how to stay present and connected to my partner. And we learned the skills that were required to actually generate pleasure in a way that didn't feel like he was just using my body to get off. And we started having really good sex, and I started having orgasms. We started exploring my G-spot. We started exploring female ejaculation. We started incorporating sex toys. We started being very honest. That was the number one. There were three things, honestly, that made us have this renaissance in our marriage, this sexual awakening, this new journey that just flipped my switches on and turned me into an entirely different person. And one of them was that we just started telling each other the truth. The second, and no matter how hard it was to say, because being truthful has been beat out of us by our society. We're not allowed to say what we really think. We have to behave. We have to walk on eggshells, withhold, tiptoe around things, use innuendo. Like, we just can't be direct about stuff. And so we had to unlearn our habits of lying to each other and become really truthful. The second piece was that he had to understand what it was I was looking for out of a relationship with him. And I had to understand what he was looking for out of a relationship with me. Because as a heterosexual couple, I had very different needs inside our relationship than he did. You know, men have so much more confidence because of their testosterone. They don't walk in the world afraid. I had a very unstable childhood and some, you know, attachment issues and insecurities, and I needed a lot of security. And so we started getting really clear about what we were in it for and helping each other feel the feelings and get the needs met that we individually need. Instead of treating our partner the way we wanted to be treated, we started treating our partner the way they wanted to be treated. So that was one of the first books I wrote, was called Relationship Magic. And it helps you uncover your relationship values. And when you're clear on what they are and you can explain them to your partner can give them to you. And if your partner doesn't know what they are, because you don't really even understand them, you don't feel like you're getting your needs met in the relationship. So honesty, needs met, and then this sexual exploration and expansion of learning skills and learning how to communicate in the bedroom. Those were the three things that really, really helped us. And then we began something called an expanded orgasm practice, which helped really fill me up with orgasms in a way where I had gone really my whole first 20 years of my sexuality, from 20 to 40, nobody had ever really completely filled me up with pleasure. And so my husband set about really doing that. And he stopped taking and started giving. And believe me, he didn't do anything wrong. This is our culture. This is so normal. I have no animosity toward anything my husband ever did. Like, we just didn't know what we didn't know, just like everybody. Everybody out there is the blind leading the blind with no information in the bedroom having shitty sex. And so we decided, let's do something about it. And this is the three things is what we understood. We started a publishing company to teach passionate lovemaking techniques, to bring those workshops to people anywhere in the world who couldn't necessarily come to California and go to a tantric lovemaking workshop, but they wanted to have those skills in the privacy of their own home. And we were tech people, so we brought this stuff online and started a publishing company. And what we learned is a solid foundation of sex comes from three things. It comes from learning skills, and there's very specific skills to learn. Learning communication techniques, and there's very specific communication techniques to learn, and having good intimate health and wellness. If your parts aren't working, if sex is painful, if you've got erectile dysfunction, if you have difficulty achieving orgasm, there are some physical things that you can do that also support your pleasurable experiences doing the techniques and having the communication. So it's the intimate wellness, bedroom communication, and sexual skills that we've devoted the last 20 years to creating for people so that they have a framework to follow to expand their own sexual satisfaction, fun experiences, and joyfulness with their sexuality that fuels their life in wonderful ways.
Well, just hearing that, it sounds wonderful, and I'm not doing anything. Good. The beauty of how you describe it is that you talk about sexual soulmate, don't you? The sexual soulmate.
Yes.
And can you describe that a little bit? And when do you choose your sexual soulmate? Because not all of us are in a committed relationship. We want to get there, some of us don't. But how do you choose your sexual soulmate?
I don't believe that you choose them. I believe that you create them. You co-create this soulmatery, if you will, by having some good skills that naturally help you have and create an experience of sensual pleasure with a person that makes you feel like they are your soulmate. So I say sexual soulmates are co-created, not ordained, not divined. There's not somebody out there waiting for you that already knows what to do. You find your way together and create this beautiful experience. And it really has six components that you need to learn to be able to turn your mate into your soulmate, or to turn a date into a soulmate. And I can say the six things if you want me to do that.
Please do. I'm sure my listeners are waiting breathlessly to hear it all.
And I'll tell you too that you can buy my book, Sexual Soulmates, on Amazon.com, but I give it away for free when podcast hosts talk about it because you don't need to buy it. You can download a PDF of it. I mean, there's hard copy. If you're like, oh my God, I love this book. I want this on my shelf. Feel free to get it from Amazon, but you can download the PDF version of it at sexualsoulmatesbook.com. So if you want to put that in the show notes, that's available. And the six essentials for connected sex. So the kind of lovemaking that I teach is heart-connected, passionate lovemaking, conscious, heart-connected, passionate lovemaking. You had your 50 Shades of Grey couple on with their BDSM.
Yes, and I did.
I think that's all fine, but it is a performative style of relating. It has these rules to it that are there, and you're going to create scenes. Literally in BDSM, you create scenes and you have these things that you want to do together. And they create sensation and connection and trust and surrender and all of those kinds of things, which are great. But that's not what I teach. I teach a very different thing. I teach the kind of sex where a couple is completely comfortable with each other. It is very sensual. You feel like your heart is expanding in love. You have orgasmic pleasure that feels like it's so beautiful and so deeply touching and so profoundly connecting that you feel connected to all of Source, all of Gaia, all living things. It is a transformational type of experience. It is moving. It is escalating pleasure where you don't know where your pleasure starts and your lover's pleasure ends. You're lost in each other. The time melts away and slows down into this place of incredible beauty and connection and grounding. And you don't feel guilty or weird or embarrassed. You've let go of anything that you've ever worried about, because you are just completely lost in the love, the pleasure, and the joy of your partner. And that's the kind of sex that I want to help people have. Not that having the kind of sex that people who enjoy BDSM have, that's perfectly legitimate too. It's just a different style. And the six essentials for connected sex start with setting up a lover space where you can easily surrender to your pleasure because nothing's going to bother you. The room is the right temperature. You've got water. The lighting is good. The music is pleasurable. The towels are soft. There's a sheet down to catch any lube and spills and ejaculations and, you know, all of the things. Sex is a wet thing, you know? So you can relax. The second thing is you're bringing your presence. You're getting out of your head and you're getting into your bodies and your hearts, and you're stopping with the performance anxiety, and you're allowing yourself to just be in fun and pleasurable connection in the moment of interplaying off of each other. You're playing with polarity, the masculine and feminine. Someone is holding the frame and the other person is not worrying about it. Or you're switching back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, but you're feeling an incredible amount of confidence in your feminine and your masculine, and they just feel right. There doesn't seem to be holding back of anything that feels right for you. The next thing is being able to try new things together, which I call erotic play dates. Being able to say, in this moment, we're just going to play around with giving you orgasms from intercourse, or me giving you a yoni massage, or me giving you a lingam massage, or finding your G-spot, or finding my prostate, or doing some fun new sex position. We're going to bring in new things to the relationship. We're going to begin as beginners together. Neither of us have done this, and we're going to try it and increment our skills together. That's erotic play dates. And what are the other ones? I'm trying to remember. I've written 44 books. They might come up for me right now. I wrote that probably 6 or 7 years ago, but that is definitely, that'll give you a sense of what they are. You can go to sexualsoulmatesbook.com and find the rest. There's six of them. And I think I said four.
No, thank you for sharing so much as you have done. And one of the things I wanted to ask you actually kind of leads into what you've just said. in terms of intimacy and step away from the performative kind of interaction.
Yeah.
Doesn't that come down to values? Because you do talk about relationship values and how do you determine yours and your partner's values and whether they're compatible for that intimacy, that sexual soulmate connection?
The values that I talk about are really relationship values, and I'll give you an example of them.
Okay.
Someone's relationship values might look like, well, number one for me and being in a relationship with you is that you keep me safe, that you never put me at risk, that you do the things that always make me feel very comfortable and loved. You hold me a lot. You reassure me about things. I just feel protected by you. Nothing's going to hurt me. But I want my freedom. I want to be able to do things you don't want to do. I don't need you to contain me. I need you to support me in a safe platform while I go on about living my life, whether you want to participate in that thing or not. So they can be very dichotomous, these values as well. Yeah, I want you to totally take care of me and let me do whatever I want. Can you do that? Yeah, I can do that actually, right? Where someone else's values might be, the number one thing that I need is passionate connection. If I'm in a relationship, I want it to be really fiery and passionate and sensual. I want to see your naked body. I want to touch you. I want there to be a lot of hugging and physical connection. I want you to kiss me good morning and kiss me good night. I need you to do those things for me, or I feel adrift. I need to be grounded in sensual and physical touch and love. At the same time, I need a lot of alone space. I need to go off and just be left alone to do my thinking. But maybe what I also need is for you to always be totally honest with me, because if you don't tell me the total truth, I could be blindsided and there's nothing I can't hear from you. So never hold anything back. Just tell me everything. I can handle it and I want to know, because I'd rather know everything than to be surprised by something. So always tell me the truth. Like, these are just examples of things that some people might find as their top most important things that they need in a relationship.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's so true. I mean, what I keep hearing all the time are women who say that they often are blindsided. They really want to get intimate. They really want to be involved with someone, but they feel somewhere down the line they haven't been quite truthful. I don't want to lay the blame on the man's shoulders, because that's not fair, because I'm sure a lot of men have experienced this too. But a lot of women have said that. And it surprises me how often a lot of people don't actually have those conversations when they want to have a connection with someone, in just in case they're afraid they're going to put them off, or they're going to run away, or they think they're being too fussy. What would you say?
I think that when you tell someone what it is you need from them in a relationship, it is the best gift you can give them, because you've gotten clear on what you need and you've made it really, really simple and very specific of what you need from them. And then they can just get up every day and focus on giving you those things instead of it being a guessing game. And I'll also tell you that relationship values, the Relationship Magic book, you can also buy that on Amazon, but I'll give you a link to download that at, instead of $27, you can get it for $9.97. It's a workbook, a PDF, and you might as well print it. You just get it at your house and print it out. And it walks you through the process of it. It's at myrelationshipmagic.com. That one you do have to pay for. It's not free like Sexual Soulmates book, but it's a workbook that helps you get really clear on what it is that's most important to you. And one of the ways you figure it out is through this workbook is you say to yourself, would I be in a relationship if I couldn't have this? You have deal breakers. You think back on the relationships that you've had and what were the good parts and what were the bad parts. And it really illuminates the things that you need and the things that you didn't get that you must have. And then if you say to your partner, well, these are the things that I need and this is how I'd like to have them, then all of a sudden they can really give them to you. And then you can find out, oh, well, maybe they just literally refuse to give them to me, or they can't give them to me, or they're incapable of giving them to me, or they're too goddamn dumb and stubborn to do it, or whatever, or they're a sociopath and they don't give a shit about me, or what, you know, I got to get out of this relationship. And so I think that's, you know, a really good litmus test. If my partner can't put their attention on the things I need to be in relationship with them. Maybe I'm in the wrong relationship. And mostly people find out that their partners are super happy. They finally got clear on what they wanted and they start giving it to them. And then they feel like they're in the best relationship they've ever been in because all of a sudden they're getting their needs met and their partner could not have guessed what those things are because they come from an entirely different experience of their own life.
Just to follow on from that, actually, from what you talked about, is that, listen, don't be afraid to lose someone just because you feel that, you know, you're of a certain age and you may feel that, you know, time isn't on your side. As Susan said, you know, this time is ageless. It's the ageless experience. And not only can you experience it emotionally, psychologically, but you talk about the physical and things that we can actually do in order to support the lovemaking. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about that, about the different gang ways and femi ways and stuff like that, and different treatments that you could do in order to support your intimacy?
Sure. So one of the things, we were talking about the three-legged stool of a solid foundation for a great sex life. One is understanding skills. And those are primarily pleasuring skills. And understanding how the human body works, how your systems work, how your operating system works so that you can give and receive incredible pleasure. Because that's what sex is. I mean, sex isn't just for procreation. That's just procreation. Sex is co-creating incredible pleasure together, fabulous orgasmic pleasure. And you get that through a combination of communication skills and techniques. But the third leg of the stool is your body's got to be able to be working right. And as we hit midlife, we are starting to age, and that creates atrophy. And atrophy affects both the male and female body, the XX and XY chromosome of every gender expression equally. And we start to shrivel. You know how you look at someone who's in their 40s or 50s, and then you'd see them 30 years later and they got smaller. Well, everything is getting smaller. Things are shrinking up down there as well. And there's this notion of sexual biohacking or sexual regenerative therapies. And that is this idea that we can reverse the aging of our genital systems. For men, they suffer from erectile dysfunction, lack of firmness. They have urinary issues, nighttime urination, slowing of the urination stream, difficulty fully emptying the bladder, loss of sensation, difficulty achieving climax, and generally shrinkage. Their penis starts to get smaller. At the same time, if they're with a female-bodied person, she could be having a loss of lubrication, painful intercourse, incontinence, labial laxity, vaginal laxity, a shrinking of the clitoral erectile tissue, and then difficulty achieving the quality of orgasmic pleasure she used to have, harder and harder to get to climax as she ages. And there are different things that you can do that all reverse these problems. And they really are a combination of taking a nitric oxide supplement and upping the amount of vegetables that you eat, leafy greens and beetroot, because that's what your body uses to generate this gaseous signaling molecule called nitric oxide that pumps the blood into your penis and into your vulva. And you lose it as you age. So nitric oxide supplementation with citrulline after 40 is best. And then the second thing is for men using a vacuum erection device or penis pump, which urologists will give you, or you can buy a good quality one. I have a guide called the Pumping Guide that shows you what pump I recommend and how to pump for reversing the atrophy and the erectile dysfunction, the loss of firmness and all of that kind of stuff. And regaining sensitivity, because what happens is as your vascular system contracts and you can't get the blood into your penis anymore, the tissue shrivels up, but so do the nerves. The nerves move back because they don't have a blood supply anymore. And so you feel less. And so once you start pumping, you get the blood going again, the nerves grow back, the tissue gets firmer, it regenerates. And that works really well. And then just to keep going, the next step for men is to combine that with Gaines waves. Now, they don't have Gainswave and FemiWave in Europe right now,
right?
But they will be rolling it out. But you can look up Shockwave, because there may be practitioners in larger markets. So they're in London, for example, where you can go in and get penile or vaginal shockwave. And they're really much better than any other technology. So in America, we have Gainswave and FemiWave practitioners all over the country, which is super nice. And you can just go to a provider and you get 6 treatments. And these acoustic waves essentially stimulate new tissue growth that allows the blood vessels to grow back, gives you more tissue again. It kind of restores the lost function that you're getting from aging. And then beyond that, you can do platelet-rich plasma, PRP, stem cells, exosomes. These are new regenerative therapies that are kind of like accelerators. And then for women, you can use vulva pump, which if you go to Pumping God, the lady pumps are also there. But FemiWave is very, very good if you can get it shockwave therapy, because it's applied to the entire outer vulva and it stimulates the new tissue growth both internally and externally, which is wonderful. But you can also, if you don't have access to it, you can use at least something called the vagina device by Joylux that is red light therapy that goes up inside the vagina that helps thicken that tissue. It stimulates mitochondrial growth. It helps with painful sex. It helps with incontinence. It helps with the vaginal microbiome. And that's at vaginadevice.com. So there's gainswave.com, femiwave.com, vaginadevice.com, and pumpingguide.com. That'll kind of teach you everything you need to know. If you're suffering from any of these types of natural aging and atrophy of the genital systems, and you're like, I got to reverse that. You know, I go and I get facials, or I take testosterone, or I take estrogen, or I do all these things. What else can I do? This is what you can do. And it's all outlined. If you just go to those links, you can learn a lot more about it. And frankly, people love me talking about that because most people aren't even aware these treatments and technologies and supplementation are even possible, or what to do in what order, or how they go about it, or where to learn about it. And so 62 for me personally, I'm having the best sex of my life. My vagina is incredibly lubricated and highly activated and very orgasmic, and it feels so good. And that's because sex gets better as you age. You get better, more confident, you have more skills. And if you take care of your genitals, like you take care of the rest of your health, you can go on to have great sex till the day you die. And that's what ageless sexuality is about. It's knowing that as you age, like anything you master, whether it be cooking or your art or your music or your whatever you're doing, you're getting better at everything as you age. So don't let the fact that your genitals age keep you from having great sex in midlife and beyond.
Yeah, remember, it's ageless, as you pointed out, Susan. It's been wonderful talking with you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's been wonderful. And I just want to have a conversation before you go. How can someone get hold of you, get hold of your books, all the materials that you have? Because it sounds absolutely essential for the over 40s and to get people started thinking about what next in their intimacy. And for those who are not in relationship, it doesn't mean to say you still can't be intimate. You just choose the right partner, co-creation. That's what it's all about. So tell us a little bit more, Susan, about how they can get hold of you and your details.
Sure.
And your books, etc.
Yeah, thanks, Caroline. I think the easiest thing is to go to betterlover.com. My newsletter is there, and you can sign up for my newsletter there. And this is what I talk about in my emails, is all of these kinds of things. Everything we've covered is what I'm always talking more about. And if you have a specific question, when you're on my newsletter, if you reply to any newsletter with any question that you have, I will reply to you. I do personally get your emails and I'll reply to you. Sometimes it'll be a question where it'll be like, oh yeah, just watch this video, or here's an ebook that'll fix that problem, or I wrote this article on that. And other times it'll be, I'll have to work with you. Well, tell me more about that. I don't exactly understand your question. Oh, okay. Here's what you really are looking for. Now try this thing and let me know how that goes. And so because I'm not a therapist, I'm a publisher of passionate lovemaking techniques and bedroom communication skills and intimate wellness therapies and treatments, information about them. I learn from getting people's questions. And so it's my pleasure to have you on my newsletter and answer questions for you. And also on betterlover.com, there are hundreds of videos that are searchable by keywords. So if you were like, I want to hear more about what is a yoni massage, you can go there and you'll find a video about it. So anything that I've talked about today, you can actually search on as a keyword and learn more as well.
Wonderful. And any parting words for my listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I just think whatever it was that was appealing to you in this conversation, you're still here and you're listening. So thank you for that. And thank you for considering that your sexuality is important to you. And I hope you'll take some next steps in something that I've talked about today to move yourself forward toward more pleasure.
Wonderful. And to share your media handles, SusanBratton.com. Facebook, Susan Bratton, and Insta at Susan Bratton. Susan Bratton all the way, Twitter as well, isn't it? Quite simple, really. Oh, it's so lovely having you on.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for having such a great show that really delves into things that most people don't talk about. I really appreciate how you've created so much trust with your listeners by being the great host that you are. And I really do appreciate being invited on to talk to you today. So thank you.
No, you're more than welcome. And you've got so much happening, isn't it? I know there's going to be a documentary coming soon, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a documentary being done about my life and my work. And if you want to get just kind of follow on the journey of creating a documentary, it's at thegift.film. And it's named after our sexuality being one of the gifts of our humanity, thegift.film.
Gift.film. Thank you. Thank you for coming on the Crazy Over 40s Life podcast.
Thank you.
Susan Lev, hi Dita. If you want to get hold of all my guests just like Susan, you can. Instagram, Facebook, Gmail, the crazyover40slife.com website. All right, in the next episode, we shall be discussing how women can age powerfully, rejuvenate their minds and body, and how CO2 Lift is the first clinically proven gel delivery system for carbiopsy therapy in aiding vaginal rejuvenation. Sounds good? Well, listening to the next episode, and you will if you share and subscribe, like always, so you can keep up to date with all the episodes as and when they become available. And I'm your host, Caroline Brown.